So on the prevention side, here's what we do. I take 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Okay. 8.5 by 11. I'm cheap, but it's not white. I want you to go to Office Depot or Staples or order on Amazon. Get that neon yellow stuff that looks like it has batteries in it.
You're listening to 5 Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello and welcome. Mike Butler here. And today's topic, we're going to cover internet scam prevention. And this has been going on for years and years and years. And it seems like, especially since the COVID-19 crisis, it's really kicked up a notch and gotten really bad. So here's what we're going to do. And I've been doing this for probably 20 years. And we like to work smarter, not harder. We want to be more efficient. We want to have automated systems, and that's all good. But a lot of folks out here are using lockboxes. And lockboxes is the common denominator of all of these internet scams. So let me tell you how we show properties, and then I want you to listen to all of this and make your adjustments to protect yourself from these internet scams. So folks they might see our properties on our website, then they have to come out to our office, and then they'll sign out a key, fill out a simple one-page form, a $20 key deposit, and we make a copy of a valid photo ID. Then they get that key, they can go see the house or the apartment, and then they come back, and 9 out of 10 times they'll fill out an application, and we're off to the races. Now, the reason that I do that, okay, you might say, well, that's cumbersome. What if that house is over on the other side of town? Well, that's fair game. But the reason I do it, it's sort of kind of like pre-qualifying an applicant before they fill out an application. So, you know, I don't want that person that pulls up in their ugly car, sitting there eating Cheetos all over their lap and drinking a slushy or something, and they see your yard sign and they call the number, and then you jump up and you run down there to meet them to let them in to see the house. Or worse yet, they call the number on the yard sign and you give them the key code and they open your lockbox and go in and see the house. Well, that's not much effort on their part. I like it when they put some effort in to show you that they're very, very serious about renting this home. Okay. So that's why I do it. Now, let's get back to internet scam prevention. So I created years ago, I'm going to guess 10, 15 years ago, maybe more, whenever the internet started, all these internet scams started popping up. So long story short, here's what they do. So let's say you have your own website, or you put your available homes and apartments on different websites around Facebook, whatever. Okay. Well, these knuckleheads, these thieves, they will go in and still just copy your information on the description. They'll copy, and they'll take a snippet of all of your photos, okay? And let's say you've got your rental home there. You're going to rent it for $1,295. Well, they'll take all of your data, okay, put it over in a Craigslist ad or post or whatever they call it on Craigslist. Maybe there's other places they can put it too, okay? And they'll put the rent at $995. And they might have a phone number. They might have a text message. Might have an email. Who knows? But long story short, somebody looking, you know, they could drive down the street and they might punch in that address. Well, boom, a Craigslist ad might pop up. You know, your website might pop up. And if they contact that knucklehead on the Craigslist, well, I've heard stories like this. Well, wait a minute. There's a Vista property sign in the front yard. Oh, I know. That's my property management company. And I'm out of town and I just want to get this thing rented. They've been dragging their feet. They'll say some kind of cockamamie story. I'm going to start to say something different there. But anyway, and so they'll deal with them and they'll say, okay, I'm renting it for $995 because I want to get it rented, get it gone. So send me $995 for the rent, $1,095 for a security deposit. As soon as I get that, I'll send you the lease. And people do that. And keep in mind, so you're going to say, well, how'd they get the access? Well, this knucklehead, dirtbag, thief, criminal, all they got to do is call the number on your website or fill out a form or something on your website. And then it gives them the access code. Now, if they have the access code to your lockbox, they can market it, pitch it, advertise it, And you can see how that could get pretty ugly. And my good friend, Alan Tatum, who worked with me in the police department, the very same unit that I worked in, he was victimized to the hilt. Listen to this story. So he started getting involved in rental properties because I did. Okay. He used Mike systems and training and this and that. And he amassed himself a good portfolio of rentals that are all paid for. And so he's probably a two-time millionaire right now. So he uses our service called Tenant Finder Service to help him find a great tenant because he can't screen tenants as like we can. And so anyway, we put the house on the market, got a yard sign up there, and we tell him, say, hey, Albert, Alan, Alan's his name. I always called him Albert just for fun. But I said, hey, we got an approved tenant for you. They're going to sign a rental agreement and all the docs needed this afternoon. So he drives down to his house and to take the lockbox off. He likes using lockboxes. And he takes the lockbox off. And some lady opens up the door and says, hey, what are you doing? And he says, hey, what are you doing? And they pause and look at each other kind of weird. And she says, I rent this home. He says, no, you don't. Alan says, I'm the owner and I've got it rented to somebody else. You're not the tenant here. So then the tenant says, well, hold on a minute. She goes and grabs a lease. She's got a full-blown lease that's signed by her and a so-called landlord. And this landlord discounted the rent like $300 and took $2,000, $995 for the rent and $1,095 or $1,000 for the security deposit. And Albert threw a conniption fit. We did too. Well, this was all before COVID-19. All before COVID hit. And in that aspect, he is very, very lucky because here's what he had to do. He couldn't tell them just to get out. They have rights. They signed a lease. Might have been with the wrong person, but they still have rights. They were acting in good faith. And so he had to evict them. They would not cooperate with him and move out. Okay. And so he had to go through a full blown eviction to get them out. So that was a huge lesson learned. So how can you prevent this from happening to you? Oh, by the way, on the Alan story, I forgot to tell you this. There was some local idiot, dirtbag, thief, criminal in my town that met these people there, showed them the house, produced the lease for them to sign, and took their money. And of course, they got the key out of the key box, out of the lock box. So that happened in my town. I'm sure it's happened other places too, but that's pretty bad. Just imagine if you were in the COVID, we're in a COVID crisis and that happens. Who knows how ugly that could be? So let's focus on the prevention part. So on the prevention side, here's what we do. I take 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Okay. 8.5 by 11. I'm cheap, but it's not white. I want you to go to Office Depot or Staples or order on Amazon. Get that neon yellow stuff that looks like it has batteries in it. Okay. Cause you don't want to burn up all their yellow ink in your printer. So get 8.5 by 11 bright yellow paper. And I want you to print 6 of these. We used to just do one and put it and tape it with like shipping tape, the clear 3M shipping tape on that red plastic kind of spool. It's real heavy and it's real sticky. Okay. And years ago, I would just print one and we put it inside the front window so you can see it from the street and the sidewalk. And here's what it says. I can't show it to you because this is a podcast, but real big and in the font called Impact. You're going to have one word warning that goes all the way across the whole top of the page there and underline it. All of this is in black ink. Okay. Warning. Okay. Now you can see that from the street, that big. I don't know what size font it is. Then caution, beware of internet scams. A little bit smaller, not much, but they can read both of those from the sidewalk or from the street. Okay. Now, underneath that, in Times New Roman font, we've got, this home is professionally managed by the local real estate company listed below. Okay, so it's got local company and contact. So you put your name, your company name there, Kilroy McCracken, Vista Properties. Then put your phone number in there. And that's up to whatever phone number you want to put. Put your email in there. There's a line for an email, line for a phone number, and the bottom one is a line for your website. So put your website in there. So we put VistaKY.com. And don't forget to put the Fair Housing logo on there because this involves residential real estate. Okay. You can do this on homes for sale, homes for rent, hotel houses, houses you're going to flip, all this and that. Okay. So wouldn't it be horrible if you did a buy, fix up in retail and some knucklehead puts tenants in a house that you're trying to sell. That can happen to you too. So old school is I would just print one of these. In today's world, we do six, okay, depending on the size of the house. So here's where you're going to place these bright yellow 8.5 by 11 posters. Put one in the front somewhere inside of the house, like on a picture window so they can see it from the street, or if the front door has glass big enough that you could put an 8.5 by 11 poster in it, do shipping tape. Don't tape it to the outside of the door or the outside of a window or a storm door. They'll rip it off, okay? Now, so you put one on the front, do the very same thing for the back side of the house with the back door. There's got to be a back window there. And then now that leaves you with four more, okay? And what I'm getting ready to tell you right now is going to help you just stop these thieves that are on the internet doing the scams. So think about this. I want to put one in the kitchen, okay? Preferably above the sink if there's enough room to put it, or beside it, okay? Next up, go to the master bedroom and put one in the master bedroom closet. Any responsible tenant looking, okay, checking out your rental unit, they're going to look in the master bedroom closet, so put one there. Go in the bathroom, pull the shower curtain back, and put one on the tub surround on the wall, the bathroom wall where the tub is, okay, and then close the shower curtain, okay? Next up, maybe where the laundry hookups are. So put one there, and because they're going to look for that. It might be in the basement. If you got one in the basement, put one in the basement there. So put those things, like they say, conspicuously. That's a big word for me, but conspicuously. And that way, if they're like in a foreign country doing the internet scam or something like that, then they're not walking through your house. They won't see these pictures. Then don't put those, don't allow those posters like that to show up in your photos, okay? Make sure of that. Take your photos first, then put these warning, caution, beware of scams. Now, the last thing to do is remember that these dirtbags are stealing photos off your website or wherever you put your available homes for rent at, okay? So put a watermark on your every photo. What could that be? It could be your website, okay? Mine would be VistaKY.com. Could be the name of your company. Phil Fraser puts his phone number on it. So put a watermark that's pretty prominent on every photo. Now, is that going to stop them from doing this? No, they could Photoshop it and try to remove it and all this and that. But guess what? That's too much work. So they're going to go find another house for rent or an apartment for rent that does not have a watermark, and they'll do that. So it's sort of kind of like a burglar. The burglar's casing out a neighborhood. Which home am I going to break into? Well, if they see a security alarm stickers and a little sign in the yard and all this and that, they'll move on to a house that does not have a burglar alarm, right? So that's what we're after. You know, make it harder for them to do yours. Let them go do somebody else first. So that's it in a nutshell. We'll see you on the next one. Have a great day. And remember, there is no pause button or rewind button for life. Okay? Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.